As we told you in the news, AWARE has a big month coming up. It's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Jessica Embry is here to talk about that and a program they have going all month. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Glad to be here with you this morning.
Yeah, tell our listeners about you're hosting a virtual event.
We are. So we're having a virtual fundraiser, and it's in honor of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and it's basically to kind of bring light to the fact that sexual assault exists, and to realize what we can do to try and make things better. So what it is it is a virtual fitness where it's a virtual fitness fundraiser where you basically would be able to go online to sign up, and you can connect your any kind of like a fitness device that you have. It'll be like a Fitbit or a Garmin or Apple Watch or any of those, and it tracks all of your steps. So, and as you track the steps, it goes through these like a fantasy kind of trip that's in the Bora Bora Islands. So the whole trip is 33.5 miles. So you can track your miles by either doing steps, or you could do swimming, you could do hiking, you could do running, you could do elliptical, you could do whatever you want. You just have to, you know, track your miles. And if you don't have a Fitbit or anything like that, that's fine too, because you can track your miles just by entering them into the website. And it's just kind of like a fun way to start April off and get yourself out there and active.
And to help AWARE, certainly.
Oh, yes. Yep. So, I mean, it's a lot of, it's able to, sorry, my phone just kind of cut off on me here. So,
you're okay.
I'm not sure if my connection, okay, good. All right. So, it's through the My Virtual website, and we give you all the information once you sign up. It's $30. And all of the funding goes towards helping those that we help here at AWARE with the services that we provide. So when you sign up, we send you a, it's a teal ribbon that you can wear and that we want you to wear, of course, and kind of show off on your social media pages. And then the first 8 people to do the 33.5 miles will be able to get a glow-in-the-dark Take Back the Night t-shirt. So those will be sent out via mail, and if you would like to sign up for the virtual race, then you can go ahead and go to our website at www.awareshelter.org, and you just go to our donations page, and you'll see the spot there that you can sign up for that with.
And it's $30, and really it lasts all month, right?
Yep, you have from April 1st until April 30th to complete the challenge. And as you go through the challenge, you'll get emails from us that will give you different types of information in regards to sexual assault and how it affects our communities. That comes out as usually, it's kind of like right around 8 different milestones.
Mm-hmm.
So as you hit those milestones, you'll get those informational emails that are really interesting, and it's just a lot of fun. It also has really pretty pictures of Bora Bora, as if you were actually really traveling through Bora Bora. So it's a lot of it's imaginary, but it's fun, and it kind of helps you get nice and fit as well. And we were lucky enough this year to have a wonderful sponsor for the event, and that's Henry Ford Allegiance Health. So they were great to help us with this.
Fantastic. That's as close as I would get to Bora Bora.
Yeah, me too.
How are things going at the shelter?
They're going good. We're still here providing lots of services. We've had to adapt like most other people have, you know, as well because of the pandemic. But we still do our free counseling for anyone affected by sexual assault and domestic violence. And we do that virtually now as well. So if you don't want to come in person, that's perfectly fine. They can do it over the phone, and they can do it through Zoom or whatever way is the easiest for you. We also have virtual group meetings for those that have been affected by sexual assault and domestic violence. And we still take people into the shelter if that's a need that they have. So, yeah, we're still plugging away.
And you guys really... operate for the most part on, strictly donations, right?
Well, we get a lot of state and federal funding that will help pay for some of the services.
Do you?
But okay. we don't have anything that covers any of our administrative costs. So everything that it costs to actually run these programs, the oversight of all of them, there's basically no funding for that. So when we are trying to fundraise, we need money to help run the actual programs. So, because one of the other programs that we offer as well for sexual assault is that if someone is sexually assaulted and they have to go to Henry Ford Allegiance Health to get their sexual assault exam, if they don't feel comfortable or they're scared, we have someone that will go with them and be their advocate and walk them through the process and help make things a little bit more bearable. So there's a lot of things that we do that a lot of people just probably don't necessarily know about, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of hidden costs to those kinds of things, and that's why we do depend on the community for support.
It's called Take Back the Night Virtual Fitness Challenge, and you can go to the AWARE website to sign up or for any information somebody needs.
Yep, they go right to our website and click on the donate link, and it will take them there to sign up, and they'll get an email explaining everything. It's really simple. Once you connect your automatic step tracker to it, it's even more simpler. But if you don't go that route, it's still not hard either. So don't let the virtual thing scare you away.
Jessica Embry from AWARE. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Yeah, good luck with the project. Take Back the Night. Virtual Fitness Challenge will run April 1st through the 30th.